All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. And then there were four teams left. Four teams who still have an opportunity to call themselves NFL champions for the 2018 season. Conference Championship Sunday is upon us, and in both the AFC and the NFC, it is the top two seeds in those conferences that still have an opportunity to play. Also on top of that, these are regular season rematches. Both of these teams, all four of these teams met each other in the regular season, and now, for the losers of those contests, they are hopeful that they've made the corrections in order to not only get them past their foe, but get them to Super Bowl number 53 in Atlanta. Who will it be? We're just several hours away from finding out. But with that said, here are my picks for Conference Championship Sunday in the NFL. Now, I'm going to get things started off on the NFC side, as you have the Los Angeles Rams traveling to take on the New Orleans Saints. Now, both of these teams finished the regular season with a record of 13-3. The Rams were 6-2 on the road, while the Saints were 6-2 at home. On top of that, these two teams did meet in the regular season, and it was New Orleans who got the better of the Rams on that Sunday afternoon at the Superdome by the score of 45-35. I don't see this game being as high scoring as the regular season contest was, but I still think points are going to be on the board. For this Rams defense, what they first and foremost have to do, it starts with their defensive tackles, and I'm talking about Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald. They have to find a way to make Saints quarterback Drew Brees uncomfortable early, because if you go back to the first meeting between these two clubs this year, Brees got in a rhythm early and he was off to the races, and the Rams were playing catch up for the entire afternoon, and it really changed the dynamic of that contest. Now, on the flip side, I expect the Saints defense to really be keying on the Rams run game. We saw what the Rams were able to do on the ground last Saturday night versus the Dallas Cowboys as they ran wild with both Todd Gurley and CJ Anderson. However, if this Saints defense is going to attempt to key too much on Todd Gurley and CJ Anderson, Rams quarterback Jared Goff can pick them apart with his sharp and precise passing. I think this is going to be an interesting chess match all afternoon between Rams head coach Sean McVay and Saints head coach Sean Payton. You have the elder statesman in Drew Brees trying to get back to the Super Bowl, while you have the young upstart in Jared Goff trying to show that his Rams are for real. This is going to be a back and forth affair throughout, and I think the last team to possess the football will win. I think Los Angeles gets it, and they get past the Saints by the score of 34-27. And in the AFC Championship game, you are going to have the 11-5 New England Patriots traveling to Arrowhead to take on the 12-4 Kansas City Chiefs. Excuse me, it's hard to believe, but this is the first time in Chiefs franchise history that they are hosting the AFC Championship game. Even when they went to the Super Bowl when they were still members of the AFL, both of those triumphs actually came on the road. This time around for Kansas City, they met New England in the regular season, and it was the Patriots who escaped with a three-point victory at Foxborough, as that Sunday night affair saw the veteran and Patriots quarterback Tom Brady and the young upstart and Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes slinging the football all up and down Gillette Stadium. I expect, just like it was in the NFC Championship game, or at least as it will be in the NFC Championship game, for the defenses to make more adjustments in this contest, as we're not going to have as high a scoring affair as we did the first time around. But it's going to be very, very, very important for this Chiefs defense to disrupt Patriots quarterback Tom Brady early. We saw last week versus the Chargers, the Patriots came out and they got into a rhythm offensively, and that vaunted Chargers pass rush never got close to number 12. It's going to be important the first two drives of this game, when the Chiefs are on offense and then when the Patriots are on offense, because New England wants to go out there and score early and get this crowd out of the game. Kansas City wants to go score early to get the crowd into the game and also give their defense an opportunity to pin their ears back and come after Brady. But what we saw last week, when teams are facing the Patriots, it is so tough to guess who you're going to double, because a lot of teams like to focus on Rob Gronkowski, the Patriots tight end, in spite of the fact that he's not the guy that he was last season. But at the same time, if you focus on Gronk, guys like Julian Edelman are going to tear you apart. The same thing can be said for Chris Hogan, and you still have to worry about the likes of Sony Michel and James White coming out of that backfield. Now, Bill Belichick, the Patriots head coach and de facto defensive coordinator, has been known throughout the years to have a bend but don't break defense. And that's going to be important, because you have to find a way to limit the big plays with this Chiefs offense. Let them do whatever they want between the 20s, but once they get inside the red zone, you have to limit them to field goals as much as possible, because if you allow Patrick Mahomes to get out of that pocket and find the likes of Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, you are going to be in for a long night. Now, at first, game time temperatures were expected to be Arctic type, but the temperature will warm up a little bit. It's still going to be frigid at Arrowhead, and I really don't know who that favors, because the Patriots, they play in cold weather all once the calendar shifts to November, and of course the same thing can be said for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think this comes down to coaching and quarterbacks. I give both of those edges to the Patriots, with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady over Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And a lot of people might not like to see it, but I'm going to pick the Patriots to get back to the Super Bowl for a third consecutive year. Thus, I'm taking New England in a tight one by the score of 31-30. So, folks, those are my picks for Conference Championship Sunday. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.